against, and 3 abstentions. Majority rules. The meeting will be 1 week earlier, a week from this Thursday at Nathan's in Oceanside.
I didn't hear the hammer.
Clock. Okay. Sorry, Curtis. You're outnumbered. I really don't think there are too many people that attend the Oceanside meeting that go out to Lark Field anyway. But we couldn't do it a week later because of the Thanksgiving holiday, and I won't be available the week that it's supposed to be scheduled. Those of you that pass the word, we'd appreciate it. All right, let's move on down the list to Frank, N2VRA. Has everybody checked in? I didn't catch whether anyone had traffic, so if I call upon you and you have no traffic, don't feel imposed upon. Just send it back to me. So, N2VRA, this is KCQAYC in the net.
KCQAYC, N2VRA, good evening to you, Mr. Ed. Those listening. Hello to Mr. R. Don't look in your mailbox yet because I haven't responded, but I will. Been a little bit under the weather the last week, but anyway, things are turning around. Halloween was fun to listen to him on the scanner. It always is. The trunk system was kind of fun to listen to, especially the buses. And I locked the buses out in the search mode all the time, except for Halloween. Just had to listen to the buses. So, need I say any more about that? Drop. I did some monitoring on the marathon, and basically out here in Holbrook, as far away as I am, I had to look for stuff up in the air, and that's what I found. Searching the media frequencies from 450 to 451, some of the active frequencies were 450.850, 450.850. Some kind of an operation net, like a repeater of some type. I'm not sure if it was a repeater. I think it was. But anyway, that was a good one to listen to, 450.850. The Fox Hilo was heard on 450.875. That was quite active. Also, 454.875 was also quite active. That was somebody from the grandstand at the end of the race. They kept referring to him, and he was heard on that frequency. Without going into all the details, Chopper 4 was heard on 450.4125, 450.4125. Another active frequency was 450.1875. I was picking up another one that was active but quite noisy, 450.3875. That was quite active but a lot of noise. Heard the PD Hilo traffic on 450.050. I don't know who they were talking to. That was active too, but I really couldn't tell you who was who in China here. There were several comments made to the base when some of the choppers were calling in that they have to return to Ridgefield Park to get fuel in New Jersey. But it must be a, I guess there, some of them must be based over there, or there's a fuel depot or something where they go over there and gas up and then come fly back over, whatever. But that was mentioned several times in Ridgefield Park. Drop. Okay, Ed. That's all I have for the marathon thing. Can't get too much being out all the way out here in the boondocks. So just the air stuff up in the air. That's all I can get. Interesting enough, I was using the 895 trunk tracker XLC, the trunk tracker base, which totally outperformed the 890 XLC. As far as reception and pager image rejection in this area, 450 to 451. I had no interference at all. It worked very good. So there is a big difference when it comes to triple conversion. It does make a difference. The Radio Shack Trunk Track 150 channel is on sale in the current flyer for $169. Not a bad buy. That's pretty much it, Ed. I'll be lurking over here. And I just thought that next Thursday, possibly, I might have an appointment in Queens on Friday. So, depending upon what happens, I'll let you know if I'll be there Thursday night or not. I'll let you know ahead of time. I might have an obligation on Friday, early in the a.m. I'm not sure yet. Let me turn it back to you. KC2AYC and 2VRA.
And 2VRA, KC2AYC. Actually, that very next Friday morning, I have an interview at 9 o'clock down in Mineola. But, either that or we can leave it at the original date and just I won't be there. So that really doesn't matter to me either way. Whatever's easier for everybody else. I get together and you guys will plan something else. You know, don't need to change things around. All right, we'll try to figure it out before next week. Anyway, how am I sounding now? I switched back to the old microphone. Any difference?
Yeah, you know what, Ed? Your that hum is gone. Whatever it was. Which rig are you talking on, and which microphone did you switch?
Okay. I'm on the HTX, whatever it is. I don't know, 212. And I had ordered a second microphone because this first one, it has that problem sometimes where I think I'm transmitting but there's no audio coming through. So when I got the new microphone, I just stashed it on a shelf. Said I would use this one. I told, you know, it was completely shocked. But last night, being I was having a problem, I decided to do the switch last night.
All right, so you were talking with the new one when apparently you have this problem. Why don't I stand by for a minute? Go plug that other one back in again.
Up, okay, stand by a minute.
VRA and 2WWM, real quick. Yes? During your monitoring for the weekend, while I was getting the microphones put together, were you able to hear anything on ESPN? Because apparently ESPN, too, was broadcasting the marathon. And I was wondering, I at least had an eyeball on about six helicopters up in the air at one point or another while I was down there. But I don't know what their purpose was. I was just worried about one helicopter going into another. That's all I was worried about, standing below them. But I wonder if any of the activity sounded like ESPN, Frank.
No, negative, Curtis. The only, you know, again, based on my location, trying to listen to UHF, forget about it. It's just out of range. So I went for the stuff up in the air, which you can hear out here. But all of it was air traffic, 90% of it, except for that one frequency, 450-4875, which somebody was in the grandstand. That was a repeater set up, and it was at the end of the race. But I have no idea who it was and who they were talking to or anything else. And I was listening to it for a while on and off, but, you know, I don't want to give all the details word for word, but it was, you know, definitely race-related. but I couldn't tell you if it was ESPN. I have absolutely no idea. So the only other thing I heard was stuff up in the air. That's
very good. Look in the back file, see if what agency. Let's see if Ed's back. WWW.
This is KC2AYC in the net. And I have to tell you, now I'm on the new microphone. Getting this, for those of you that have a 212, getting this microphone, while the clip only looks like a telephone type clip, that boot that's over it, I tell you, getting it out of there was a problem. Okay, VRA, I think you doubled with somebody that you want. So, I think it's the count 1, 2, 3, 4, 4, 3, 2, 1. Up.
I don't hear the same noise that I heard before coming from this mic that you're using now, but I would say that the other mic is working better than this one. And you did have a very low audible hum before. It sounded like a 60 hertz hum, so I was wondering if you had a different power supply or something hooked up, or some RF was going through your power cable, or you were too close to the power supply or something crazy, whatever. But I would take the mic back and get another one if you can. Because it's not as good as the other one is. You know, it's hard to say because that hum doesn't appear like it did before. But you sound better on the other one.
Okay. Well, duly noted. We'll see what we can do. The only thing I can think of, I wonder if that was before I had the computer very close to the microphone. I wonder if that was it. All right, let's stand by and see if anybody's got any additional comments on any of the subjects we've covered so far.
UWM.
Okay, N2WWM.
Stole my information on the newspaper ad and with the radio. Those $2,000 radios that probably only cost about $775. You know, the county is getting to take a full ride here. $2,000 radio. What else? Probably with installation and labor. That's why they say $2,000. That's my only comment on that. My other comment is the other microphone is louder. Like the one that you put on, I don't know why. It's just the way you're talking into the mic. Shouldn't really be a difference. Unless you got something clogged up in there. I had a problem with that. Those microphones before, and I got two of those rigs. Anyway, back to you, Ed.
Okay, like I said, we'll check into it. Quick comment on the radio prices. Well, if it makes you feel any better or worse, is you got your All Ohio Scanner Club newsletter in the mail today. They quoted from Popular Mechanics, and I happened to read that article a couple months ago about the FBI getting new radios at $8,000 per unit. So think about that. I've got some timely information, or I'm afraid to say time-sensitive information, that Keith sent over earlier today. For those of you out in Suffolk County that monitor the trunk system, again, I hate to lose my audience here, but you might want to go grab a scanner. The Suffolk County Board of Elections is using trunk ID 48112. I'll repeat. Suffolk County Board of Elections is using trunking ID 48112.
Yeah, all right.
Frank?
Okay, yeah, Special 3, Special Events. I've been listening to it myself. Very good catch. He's right on the ball there. Very good.
Okay, also earlier around 11:48 this morning, Chopper 12 was active on 1461.7. 1461.7. The PL is 141.3. So thanks to Keith. Speaking of Keith, let's stand by and see if Joe Keith has any information from the online chat room.
KC2AYC, KC2BZP. Yes, I do, as a matter of fact. Let's see, in reverse order, only because I'm scroll down to the bottom. Let's see. I have my place and I lost it. Had a question about the new radios. Going so fast, I lost the identity to answer it. The question was, are the new radios trunked? I believe you said they were. The new ones that the supply department is getting. That's the first question. Let me turn it back to you.
Okay, this is KC2AYC in the net. Well, to go with what the article says here, the radios, which cost about $2,000 each, operate on an 800 megahertz band. So one can safely assume that these radios are part of the Nassau County trunk system, which is a General Electric, originally a General Electric system. Now it's an Ericsson EDAC system. But that's where it's at. So, you know, this is a good question. Frank, a few weekends ago, we were speaking when Charlie... Speaking of Charlie, I did get a message. He's detained this evening with some commitments he had to take care of. Anyway, Charlie picked up a trunk tracker, and Frank and I got into a discussion on, well, what can you hear on the Nassau County system? You know, is it worth getting one of these new trunk trackers when they come out? And while, for the most part, I think 90% of us, or maybe 100% of us that we can, probably 90% of the time are more interested in the police and fire stuff locally, as opposed to what you would find on the trunk system. Yeah, you're going to have the buildings department, public works, and stuff of that nature, and the county sheriff, which, you know, what are you really missing if you're not listening to the county sheriff? Let me reset.
2XOJ.
Okay, let me turn it over to 2XOJ.
Just to confirm, those fire departments that have received these $2,000 radios, they are trunking radios. They are affirmative. N2XOJ, back to that.
N2XOJ, KC2AYC in the net, appreciate the confirmation. Thank you for that info. And as Alec had said earlier, that'll be used for interoperability, you know, when there's mutual aid situations. All right. What else can I answer that? Oh, so Frank was asking me, well, what else is on the Nassau County system? Well, Nassau County, what they've done, and this is a common thing with trunk systems, generally statewide or countywide trunk systems, and to subsidize the system, the municipalities that actually implement the system, and I know there's a big push for this going on in Delaware right now, but they'll get other municipalities to come on board because with the various fleet codes that can be assigned, the capacity of the system is often greater than the county really needs, and to subsidize the cost, they'll bring on other municipalities. Hence the county or the agency that's building the system almost becomes like what we in the business world, an SMR, somebody who's leasing radio time on their repeater. So to get back to the original point, on the Nassau County system right now, I'm fairly certain the Village of Port Washington police operate on there. I know the Village of Old Westbury do. And while for, the guy down in Baldwin or Freeport may not really care about Old Westbury, but if you're sitting in Old Westbury and you want to know what's going on, you're going to want to be able to monitor that. And I don't know if there's anyone besides Old Westbury and Port Washington on there. Think Lake Success as well. Again, if you blink, you miss Lake Success. But also, it's got the LIE going through Lake Success, so they get a lot of calls flow over. All right, I'll stand by and see if we have anyone else that would like to comment, and then we'll turn it back to Joe.
ZRA with a query.
Okay, let's send it over to N2VRA.
Thank you, Ed. You mentioned before News 12, the chopper. I don't know if I heard you right, but did you say 146.17?
KC2AYC here, negative 461.700.
Okay, affirmative. That's a real oddball frequency to put a helicopter in, because that allocation up there with the band allocation, that is the business range up in UHF. In other words, between 461 and 462, you'll find a lot of security companies that are working in that range. As a matter of fact, out here, Suburban Security is on 461.8. That's really unusual that they would be over there. I would suspect that they would have been in the 450 to 451 range, or perhaps maybe around 455 to 456. That's usually where they hang out. But, and then again, who knows, because the traffic plane in Connecticut, WICC, is on 161.7. 161.7, if you want to hear traffic reports along 95 up there in southern Connecticut, just tune that in any afternoon, and you'll hear lots of stuff, 161.7. I just wanted to make one other comment about the trunking system. Hang on one second, let me drop. N2VRA in the net. The way it is right now, the trunk radios are capable of handling 30 frequencies in one bank. And, within those 30 frequencies, when you break down your scan list, you're able to set up 5 scan lists of 10 each. So we're looking at 50 fleet codes per system per bank. But it's entirely possible to have several hundred fleet codes in a large urban area on that system. So now, what's going to happen when the frequency, the need and the demand grows as all these services are going to go trunk? A lot of stuff out here is trunking license applications in. The fire out here is going to go trunk probably in a year and a half. So I hear from the little birds. But with all the new technology with the trunking system to get more more use of the frequency spectrum. That's the whole idea. What's going to happen when they have more than 30 frequencies in a system, or more than 50 fleet codes for trunking banks? The manufacturers are going to have to come up with something like multiple scan bank scan lists to jump from one to another. Let me drop one second. Just last week I had mentioned about, just for an example, like Nashville, Tennessee. They've got like, I think it's like 48 different frequencies or something. So if you had a trunk tracker down there, and you filled up one bank, one trunking bank, you couldn't listen to both of them at the same time unless you had two trunk trackers, because it would overflow. So right now, at the present time, these radios do not, these trunk radios, Uniden and Radio Shack, and they don't have the capability to scan multiple trunk banks that are programmed. So I think as the trunking system becomes more popular, that maybe they'll keep the same frequencies because they can utilize so many fleet codes from them, and maybe a bank won't get larger than 30 in our area, hopefully. But I can tell you, certainly, that the scan list of 50 is certainly going to be inadequate, and you're going to have a problem because you won't be able to fit the fleet codes or group them the way you want into that system because it's only going to hold 50. 50 is not a lot. That's basically having a 50-channel scanner to listen to all that stuff that's on there. So I think the trunk trackers of the future are going to have expanded features. I think they're going to be able to, they're going to address the issue, the manufacturers. I think they're going to be able to scan and link similar trunking banks together. I hope they do that. You know, that would be a big plus. So we'll see. That's my comment. So for now, the trunk trackers do the job. That's for now. 5 years from now, who knows? AC2AYC N2VRA.
B2BZB. Okay, Joe recognized. Stand by 1 second. N2VRA, KC2AYC. So good thought, and the only thing I'll add to that, and then we'll move back to Joe. You're absolutely right in what you say, but that's the way it is. However, if you kept an eye on pricing, it'll give you an idea of what's going on. The Bearcat 895 from Communications Electronics is now under $200. Brings it up to just over $200 when you add the shipping. They're a little off the wall with their shipping. The 235 is around $163 new. Radio Shack's got the Pro 2050 on sale in the flyer that came yesterday for $199. So the way I see it, they're looking to dump as many of these as they can dump before the new models come out. That's just a good educated guess. Otherwise, you know, I have no reason to see why the prices have dropped so drastically. All right. I don't want to bore those without trunk radios. If you're thinking about it and you're in Suffolk, now's a good time to get in on a good price. You're in Nassau, my suggestion is hold out. All right, let's turn it over to Joe, KC2BZB.
C2AYC, KC2BZB. One other thing I wanted to add to what Frank said is, you know, keep in mind with the changing in the allocation for the TV channels, of course, this is really going to be over like the next 8 or 9 years. There's going to be a lot of frequencies opening up to public service. Actually, all the existing TV channels at one point or another are going to be reassigned. So, you know, that's a little bit further down the road, but things are going to be changing a lot. I'm sure that 5 to 10 years from now, what we listen to is going to be completely different. Back to you.
DRA.
Okay, let's send it over to VRA.
Okay, I hate to be the forecaster of the doomsday event, but I could tell you, the way things are going with the digital stuff and the spread spectrum, that when these Suffolk County radios get to be 10, 12 years old, you know, and they're falling apart and everything else, the cost of that newer equipment is going to come way down, and I think a lot of agencies are going to be going digital, and I don't think that the scanner manufacturers are going to produce a radio that's going to be cost-effective for the consumer to maintain the hobby at that level. I think that in 10 years, scanning is over, except for aircraft and the marine band and, you know, a few other business things. But as far as public service goes, if they go digital, I don't think the scanner manufacturers are going to follow up on it. That's strictly my opinion. But, you know, you look at some of these radios like Nextel, and you look at that APCO 25 thing, and now Joe BZB mentioned the trunking range that's going to open up in the 700 megahertz, 760 or something around there. New systems will come online. Equipment's being designed for that now. More than likely, when that stuff goes online, it's probably going to be digital stuff because the cost is continuing to drop. You know, we're not talking about super high-tech FBI radios and things like that. We're talking about regular business communications and, you know, let's face it, the competitors, they don't like to be listened in on what their operations are. So they're going to try and protect their own interests. And if the technology is there and they can afford it and it's marketable, they're going to buy it and use it. So I think that's where we're headed. So, you know, 900 megahertz phones are now $29. 3 years ago, they were $199. KC2AYC, M2VRA.
ZB? Okay, let's turn it over to BZB, and then I think we'll move on. Okay. Yeah, Frank, as usual, I'm not disagreeing with you. I just want to point something out. I don't think we know. The technology for the digital scan is not going to be a big deal. I mean, things come out in the consumer market, they come out in the commercial market, they come out in the consumer market right after if there's a need or a want. I think the big thing is going to be if the move to digital is perceived or claimed to be just for spectrum efficiency, as trunking has been, or truly to go be unmonitorable. And I don't think the second case is it. There's a lot of police that when Motorola sells the trunking radios would say, oh yeah, we don't want anyone listening to us. But, you know, remember, right now, we have a right to listen to police facilities. And I don't want to make myself clear, but what I'm really saying is, I'm not disagreeing, but I'm not...
Okay, here's the address. AFRTS Broadcast Center. That's Alpha Foxtrot Robert Tango Sierra Broadcast Center. Affiliate Relations Department. 1363 Z Street. Building 2730. March, MARCH, AFC is an Air Force Base. California 92518-2017. That's AFRTS Broadcast Center. Affiliate Relations Department, 1363 Z Street, Building 2730, March Air Force Base, California, 92518-2017. So I thank God for sending that down. My next bit of information comes from an anonymous source. Got a newsletter in the mail with just a date on it, no marking, called Around the City, the October 98 edition. But my source is a good source if he's listening, and appreciate it. Anyway, this basically is about the New York City Fire Department. A lot of different tidbits in here, but radio channels to change with a question mark is the name of this blurb. There has been talk of FDNY changing radio frequencies. New York City is obtaining the use of TV channel 16, which is in a 480 megahertz band. NYPD has already started using some of their allocated frequencies. So has the Yonkers Fire Department, also Elmont Fire Department. But for the FDNY, the entire new system has to be designed and installed. FDNY has been granted 20 channels on this new band. EMS has also switched some of their operations to these frequencies. So that's all that's said on that particular item. Dispatch centers to remain. The five fire department communication offices are to remain open according to a recent change in the master plan. The previous master plan, which has been changed several times, now calls for each of the five communication offices to receive a multi-million-dollar recap. The plan calls for the building to be structurally sound for another 50 years and all new equipment to last for 20 years. Once the rehab is done, it is expected that EMS communications will be decentralized and remain in place in each of the five fields. Plans have been dropped to centralize the five offices at both the 911 Metro Tech building and 6th Board Street in Burlington. Rehab should start by this coming year.
The audio is fading.
Okay, just thought I'd pass that along. Could have been the way I was holding the microphone. Is that any better?
Just go over that last sentence where you said something about Metro Tech. Really was down in the woods there. ACQAYC and CWW.
I really need a desk mic, I think. I've got a bad habit of, like, my arm gets tired after a while, you know? All right, where were we? Plans have been dropped to centralize the five offices at both the 911 Metro Tech building and the 64 D-O-A-R-D Street in Lower Manhattan. Rehabs on the current, buildings that they have in each borough start as early as this June. ACQAYC in the next. All right. At this point, pick back up with the list. Dan, AC2DHF, did you have any traffic for the next? Okay, guys in the chat room were also complaining they were losing my audio. Is it any better now?
Loud and clear now. Ed.
Yeah, they all confirmed. That had to do with my lazy arm. All right. We heard from Alec, N2XOJ. Wouldn't you know? Curtis, N2WWM, you are next.
Well, not all the information was said and done about the Nassau County system. I don't know. Just a couple things here. Yes, I did get my, how'd you know that? Fishing around my mailbox again. American Scanagram, Ohio Scanner Club. Yes, I did. And there's a questionnaire that they have there in the center. Center page. They want all members to fill that questionnaire out and send it back. And, basically, what it comes down to is they ask a few questions and they wanted to know one interesting thing was shortwave. They should cover shortwave and such. I was just glancing over it. And my opinion is, yeah, if they could afford the pages, that would be very nice to have a little bit more shortwave information in here. It was a very good spread that you had in there on Nassau County frequencies, Ed. WWM. I also got the PopCom something issue here. I was stumbling through that. It looked to me that they had a couple bargains going on. Universal Radio, I noticed. I don't know if it's such bargains or not. They have the SW1 and the SW2, the two Drake units. The SW2 is going for 400 with the remote control. AM, lower sideband, upper sideband, 100 channels. And then they have the Drake 1. 200. Whatever that's worth. See, they're trying to move to Salmon Grove, they get your passport. But you have to pay the shipping on the passport radio. Wonder if anybody has or can give us a report on the Passport web radio, what that's all about. Drop. Drop. WWM. What the word is the Passport web radio? What it is actually, I guess, the same as Passport broadband radio, the book. But you can do it on your PC. I would imagine that's what it is. If anybody has any missing info on that, I wonder what that may be all about. Maybe they're trying to jump the gun on being used to show them how it's done. My opinion on that. It's the first time I ever seen that. I don't know if it was out previously. Ed. Alright, back to net. I ain't got nothing in the frequencies over here. But, watch out. Ed may bang on you. It may find you and track you down, like it did last Wednesday. To me. Radio Shack parking lot. To WWM. Back to
that. Game 2WMC, QAYC. Why did I just get logged off? Oh well. Anyway, Curtis, go back about a year and a half ago and look in your back issues of the Lean Newsletter. Go back to your back issues of the Lean Newsletter. And at some point, it's either our first, second, or third newsletter we put out after it's over, there's a book review on the Passport to Web Radio. Basically, I don't know if they've come out with a second edition. I saw that ad, and it had me wondering, too, you know, is this just the same old book that's been out? Because if it is still the first edition, a lot of website addresses change. People seem to change internet servers like they change their undergarments. So, you want to be wary of that. But yes, in layman's terms, exactly what you say. What you normally would expect to get Passport for World Band Radio. Pretty much the same thing, except different audio things you can listen to on your computer. Alright. Let's stand by for any additional check-in. This is KCQAYC in the net.
Just say something.
Let me turn it over to Curtis.
It says here in the ad, it's the second edition, so do it in revise. Just want to let you know on that. It's $19.95 plus $2 shipping from Universal. That connects WW.
Okay. KCQAYC singing in that. Very good, Curtis. Glad to hear they got a second edition out. Alright, as long as I'm talking about the Lima newsletter, this will be the last announcement I make regarding this. Our good pal R sent down his fall and winter shortwave schedule for typewritten pages. I've run some copies off. Those of you who happen to have leftover envelopes from the newsletter, you will be receiving a copy. I'll be mailing them out tomorrow. But anyone who is interested in receiving a copy, send me a self-addressed stamped envelope and I'll send you a copy of the fall and winter shortwave schedule compiled by our friend R. And the address is Ed, ED Echo Delta, P.O. Box 308, Cedarhurst, C-A-R-H-E-R-S-T, New York, 11516-0308. Off the top of my head, I'm mailing them out tomorrow to Don and Clifton, James and Elmont, Margaret and Brentwood, John and East Meadow. There's about two or three more. Oh, I'm mailing one to R. Going to be some other goodies. I've got a product review phone in there as well. I don't know. Whoever else I had an envelope, it might have been one or two people more. I've also sent one copy of this over to Mike in New Jersey, who's going to post it on the webpage. Mike's been having some computer problems. Received a message from him today. That's why the webpage hasn't been updated, at least this section of the webpage. But we do appreciate the time he puts into it. And this will be a good opportunity for me to give out my website address. It's http://members, members.aol.com/KCQAYC, Kilo Charlie 2 Alpha Yankee Charlie, /index, INDEX dot HTML. And from there, I've revamped it a little. Eventually, we'll be putting more photos from one of our last tutors meetings. And you'll find the link there. Scroll halfway down over to the new and improved Lima webpage. All right, I think that KCQY has a question for N2NJS. So let's send it over to KCQBZ. We'll relay.
This is K2AC, Big Tech Hand.
Okay, HJB, I'm sure you're recognized. Let me make sure I got it. Okay, KC2AYC, KC2BZB. Yeah, I almost forgot, flipping down here, my duties as alternate webmaster, I guess. Anyway, Paul, KC2EY, had a question for Keith about the NASA Fire Radio. He was wondering if Keith, or of course anyone else, knows any of the frequencies of fleet codes that those radios will be using. Back to you, Ed.
Okay. GE Ericsson system. Keith, you want to pick it up?
And to NJS, somebody doubled with you. I was going to say the same thing. It's not a Motorola Type 2 or 1 system. It's a, I guess, GE or EDAC system that they're saying. Turn it back to you, see who else is, you know.
Okay, all I got was J-8-Q. One more time, please.
It's Rich K-8-2-J-8-Q. Roger.
J-8-2-J-8-Q. Rich, good evening. Do you have any traffic for the net?
I just had a query about, you know, the scout and, like, the interrupter. I just wanted to know if, you know, you had any information on those radios, those receivers, rather. Over.
Okay, I thought the scout was a frequency finder. And what was the other unit?
I think it's the interceptor or something to that effect.
Okay, it's KC2AYC on the net. Stand by. I think that one says one is coming on the scout or on the interceptor.
Is it the interceptor something that goes with the scout? I'm not sure. I forget. I'm really not up on that stuff.
That's what I understand it to be. In other words, you can put it with the radio, and it will pick up the DPMS tone, you know, and the CTSS tones also. Open.
AYC in the group. Yeah, I'm not too up on that. I do have a scout. That works pretty well. There's a lot more things to do with the scout that I'm not doing. There are certain radios where you can actually plug the scout into the radio, and when the scout finds the frequency that's, you know, active, it'll tune the radio. I just pretty much just use it for frequency count for find that they could be a whole 400 hits, so to speak. Pretty good
equipment.
Go ahead, Curtis.
CRA.
You know, the scout could be used with 700, Yaw 700, Yaw 7000. Micro RF detector.
the micro counter. That line. Look at the opto. They also have a website, a phone number that's called the catalog to drop. I'll give you their web, and I'll give you their phone number. They do have a little catalog to come up with once in a while. www.optotronicinfo.com. The 800 number Optotronic. It was Fort Lauderdale, Florida. It's 800-327-5912. You can call them direct. 954-771-2050. The guy's very helpful down there. And they'll ask all the questions if you have any questions about the industry. They'll explain it to you step by step. Not all the time that they'll talk to you on the 800 line. They may have to call them direct for that kind of information. Back to that, WW.
Okay, let's send it over to the RA. Thank you.
All right, thank you, Ed. I'm not too familiar with that interceptor. That's the one, in fact, I think it's advertised in the back of Monitoring Times or something. I've seen it not too long ago. There's no display, to the best of my knowledge. I never even, I know the price was very expensive on it. It was outrageous. I think that was the one that was $800 or something like that. Am I correct, Ed?
I don't remember. I'm really not too familiar with it. Could be right.